Yeah, you're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Oh. Oh, I like that part. That's right, you are listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder and Bartlett like Pears. In fact, you can even go to pathfinderpear.com and find me. Is that bizarre or what? Actually, everybody knows the real place to find me on the web is... you don't have a mic, do you? We'll make you get a mic. All right, so my real website is lifeinsights.net, but do you know the .com shortcut to get there?
Not Scott.com.
Not Scott.com, that's right. And that comes from when I introduce myself to people, because I say, hi, you ready? We can play this one as a two-person game. Ready, Kwong? I say, hi, I'm Scout, and they say...
Scott?
No, I say Scout.
Scott?
No, Scout.
Definitely Scott.
No, it's Scout.
Oh, Scout?
Yes, yeah, Scout.
Yeah. Scout?
Scout, that's right. And then they say, oh, I thought you were saying Scott, and you just had a speech impediment. So notscott.com will get you there. And today, to top off the top of our program, we have...
Tech Talk.
I am a spiritual teacher, but I've got an engineering degree. I just never get away from that techie stuff. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. I have introduced myself to the new Palm phone, or multitask, or multi-item, or whatever they call them, smartphone. The Palm Pre, which is Palm's takeoff on the iPhone. And I'll say, let's see, how do I do this in comparison? I've had a Palm before. I've played with an iPhone a bit. And then I've also played with some friends' Blackberries, which I found... difficult at best, just because you had to learn BlackBerry speak to do it, because, you know, things like ringtones aren't ringtones in a BlackBerry. They are some other thing altogether. The Palm Pre, lots of things I like about it. It's got a little slide-out keyboard that I find way handier to my touch than having to type directly on the screen. You can do your phone numbers and so forth on the screen. Palm, unfortunately, abandoned their own calendar function, and they now operate a calendar function through Google. But I found once I got used to it, it's pretty handy to be able to go into Google on my computer and go into the Google calendar and then put items in that will then show up within the next 15 minutes on my Palm. And everything that I put into the calendar on the Palm Pre will show up in the Google calendar. It backs itself up in that direction. So that part's really nice. It's got a nice little camera in it, much higher quality than the cameras I'd seen in cell phones before. And fun little functions. I will say that the learning curve was pretty much vertical. It's not like they brought forward any of the Palm structures to make it familiar. So I think that that's just, it's a sense of fairness. You know, they could have made it very Palm-like and then kept all their existing customers. And instead, they sort of tossed all of their Palm customers out there in the field to change over to anything. All in all, I would say everybody I know that has an iPhone seems to fall in love with it. I'd say about 75% of the people I've talked to that have tried out a Palm Pre, fell in love with it. All in all, I might say that I would rate the iPhone as nicer, but I like some of the features on the Pre that the iPhone does not have, including that slide-out keyboard is a very, very sweet part. And Palm has open source code on the Pre, so you don't have to wait till they approve lots of the new apps that are coming out. There's a couple of websites where you can get well-tested apps but haven't gone through the whole approval process, and you can load the thing up with applications to jump all over the place. It's really cool. I've actually watched TV stuff and so forth on this little screen. It's surprisingly sharp. So that's the Palm Pre. The other thing I wanted to talk about this morning was I got been checking out a headset from a company named Able Planet, and this is a telephone headset. So it's a wired headset, which if you have any concerns at all about the electromagnetic radiation off of a cell phone, whatever your belief system is, I'm not speaking to that. Other than I'll tell you that if you've seen it on television, or excuse me, on the web, where they're popping popcorn with their cell phones, that's not the truth, but it's a really good deal, isn't it? They made it look real. I liked it. Anyway, if you've got any concerns about the electromagnetics, then what you want is not a wireless, but a wired headset. And probably the nicest sound quality that I've heard in a telephone headset is from a group called Able Planet. They do great headphones. They do nice headphones. But they do phone headsets now that have their special technology in the sound reproduction that does spread spectrum sound reproduction, which actually makes it easier to hear your friends when they're mumbling in their phone or when they decided they needed to call you on the phone in the middle of a whole lot of background noise. Okay, so it actually brings up the spectrum of the sounds so that it throws it across a broader spectrum, which means it transmits and it comes across clearer. You can find their information at ableplanet.com. And of course, the Palm Pre is available through Sprint. Cell phone networks, and Sprint's actually getting some decent advertising these days. So those are the two things for Tech Talk. Oh, and Panda virus protection. While I haven't given it a fierce test, in other words, I haven't had anybody throw viruses at me on purpose, I'm finding that the Panda virus protection not only has the cutest little logo down in the right-hand corner of the screen, which everybody knows is important, it seems that they keep their software up to date. Their downloads run really quickly. I have seen it stop dangerous websites and say, nope, not going to let that one open. And it seems to function flawlessly without slowing my machine down the way that Norton does and without being atrociously difficult to work with that I found Trend Micro's virus protection was. So at this moment, I would actually put Panda above Kaspersky. And I put both of them above, you know, having an elephant on your computer from Norton. Or, well, we gave our review of Trend a few months ago, so we'll leave it right there. All of that together, the Palm Pre, I would give the Palm Pre a B+. But that's only because the iPhone exists. If the iPhone didn't exist to set the standard, the Palm Pre would be an A. But, you know, there's a curve here. So I'd give the Palm Pre a B+. I would give Able Planet's telephone headsets an A. And I give Panda virus protection, we'll call it an A-, just because I hate the fact you have to have virus protection at all. And I know a lot of you Mac people out there going, buy Mac, you won't need that crap. All of that together is our edition of Tech Talk. I love that. Atta way to go, Kwong. So what do you think? I think we ought to work Kwong's little fingers to the bone this morning. What do you guys think? That's what I think. So I want to thank everybody that came out to the event that I just had at East West Bookshop on Halloween. We're reaching to make that an annual tradition, except on the years that Halloween falls on a Sunday, they don't do an evening workshop on Sunday, so we can't do that then. Other than that, we're campaigning to make that an annual tradition. And speaking of annual traditions, I'll be at East West Bookshop on Thanksgiving Eve. You know what that is, right? Thanksgiving Eve. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Come on. So I'll be at East West Thanksgiving Eve, and we're doing a workshop that's coincidentally timed as, I don't know, Kwong probably doesn't need this, but some of you may recognize it. The workshop on Thanksgiving Eve is Surviving a Sensitive Lifetime, Even Around Your Family. Yep, so that's that workshop. But then also on Lag Sunday, that's the Sunday after Thanksgiving when everything's sort of lagging a little bit. On Lag Sunday, I'm doing the first event that I'm labeling as the first in my series of Wish I Knew That at Your Age events. Yeah, I'm going to be doing an event about being able to stay in your own center, being able to stay in your own energy, a whole set of tools and practices to recognize what that's like and how to get there, so that you can learn to be walking in your own energy and also recognize how you do get bounced around by other people's energy around you, so that you can learn how to come back to your own center from that. And the reason we're calling it the first in the series of Wish I'd Known That at Your Age events is specifically I'll tell you the truth. Through a small glitch of conversation, the workshop got discounted by half already. And then for anyone between 15 and I think 20, it's discounted half again. So we're really opening the door and inviting 15 and up to be there. We want that younger age bracket so that we can give that information to them. Because I know that a whole lot of those teenagers and early 20s, I remember awakening around that time. And I remember beginning to recognize my intuition opening around that time and wanting to know more about it. And I didn't have the internet then when I was 15. nobody, I think Al Gore had been invented, but nobody had invented the net yet. So we didn't, actually, we didn't even, it's embarrassing. We didn't even have desktop computers when I was 15. It's, I know, shameful, isn't it? Hard to imagine. In fact, we didn't have Blu-ray discs or, there's a lot of things that weren't around when I was 15. Oh, come on, we did so have, we had razors and steel and we had gone beyond iron. We'd invented steel by the time I was 15. Kwong's in there picking on me. So I noticed that I'm getting around teens and 20s that are learning a lot about their intuition stuff from the internet, which would be okay, except that in a lot of cases, the people that are the most voracious about talking about, claiming they know it, well, y'all remember how you knew everything when you were 15 and later in life you found out maybe there were still some things to learn? So there's a lot of 15-year-olds out there that are claiming to be older and they've read a book and then made up a bunch of stuff. And I'm wanting to make sure I'm getting that age bracket into my workshop so that we can teach them the real stuff. Okay? So that's why it's a wish I knew that at that age. And that's on Lag Sunday, but they're also invited Thanksgiving Eve for the Surviving a Sensitive Life, Even Around Your Family. So speaking of intuition, speaking of intuitive, and speaking of working Kwong's fingers to the bone, we already made him get on the microphone. That's not part of his job description. We're just really ripping up the rules today, but we gave him a bribe earlier, so I think we're okay. Is that a good enough bribe? Are we covered? We're up to date on bribes? He says, yeah. Okay, cool. Yep. Board off bribes. They're important. Bribe the people that work with you and you get great tech talk music. So I'm going to do some teaching and talking, but mostly I'm going to do that in between and around little bitty one question readings. Now, I've always got a rule when we do this. If you've called in and had a reading from anybody anytime in the last 6 weeks, today is not your turn. However, if you would never, ever call into a radio station for anything, today is your turn. However, you know, and I know there's a few of you out there that for some reason your parents were quite active. And so you've got 137 different names. So I'm not just saying if you've not called in under that name in the last 6 weeks. If Kwong recognizes your voice, he's going to invite you to call some other time. Okay? And he's not required to be nice about it either. This is where we turn him loose to be the hard guy. But I'm going to be doing little one-question readings. Now, I know that there's that ask 436 questions in one breath and call it one question. That's not how the game is played. So you can ask me any question about any aspect of life that you'd like to. I'll give you all the information I'll give you a quick version of the information that I have on it. And that's how we're going to be playing the game. You'll actually get, and if you have no question, you can just say, go. And I'll actually describe a gifted aspect of you, about you, to you, so that you can recognize that. So you don't even have to have any questions to play. The phone number is area code 415, which spells San Francisco in area codes, 543, which spells kid, because we're like, not ish, and 8255, which spells talk. 415-543-8255. I love the compliment I got at one point when I was doing the show with Len, with Dr. Len Saputo. We were doing Uncommon Sense, and somebody that I talked to at an event after that had come, I'm so glad to hear you on with Dr. Len. That's the first time I got to find out about that there's more depth to you. I just thought you were goofy. It's like, oh boy, that's a nice compliment. Been listening to you for years. I just thought you were sort of goofy. It's nice to hear that you've got that more serious part. So speaking of being more serious, we'll jump up on the line. Good morning. You're live on the air with Life Insights Live, and more particularly with Scout.
So good morning.
That better be Pam.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good, Pam. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Where are you?
I'm in Pacifica by the sea.
Ah, cool. Bless your heart. What a lovely place to be. You guys foggy this morning, or is it cleared off yet?
Let's see. Let me look out the window here. It's a little cloudy, yeah, but the sun looks like it might be popping out later.
Ah, how perfect. All right, so everybody head to Pam's house.
Come on over. I'll make you a power shake.
Perfect. Kwong and I are in here sharing enjoying our Jamba juices. That's how I bribed him this morning. I stopped at Jamba on the way in. Got him his favorite. All righty. So you got a question for me? You're just going to turn me loose, Pam?
I do. Let's see. It could be any question, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What I'd like help with is releasing any inner saboteur. I'm I really enjoy.
So let me actually go ahead, please.
I'm sorry. I really enjoy being supportive of other people and manifesting for other people. I'm good at that. It's just I get in my own way a lot of times, and I'd like to release any blocks to achieve my goals.
Cool. So let me actually talk about that. Oh, I'll give out the phone number again because we've got a line open, 415-543-8255. If you've called and had a reading with anybody in the air in the last 6 weeks, today's not your turn. If you would never, ever call a radio station, it is your turn. Get on the phone, dang it. Unless you're driving, in which case, get on your hands-free headset, dang it. Okay, let me talk about inner saboteurs, Pam, because the really good news is you don't have any. Now, the really bad news is what you do have is separate parts of you that have different strategies for keeping you safe. And that's where you get hung up. When you were 6 going into 7, I don't know what was going on around your world, but your parents were talking a lot about other people, and you took in a whole lot of overheard information, which you were a little bit nosy as a child. I'm sure you've outgrown it now, but you were a little bit nosy about other people's business as a kid. So overheard information was the most important stuff. You with me?
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually.
Okay. So, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that there was a lot of concern about money, which I have been blocked around money.
Uh-huh. Gee, what a coincidence. I must have just guessed the right age.
You must have.
I must have. So what you got was there's a real depth. You'll recognize the phrase too big for their britches and think they're better than others. Right?
Okay.
You know those. You've got it really wired in to make certain that you've got a whole chunk of your consciousness wired up, busily making certain that you're not above anyone so that no one would ever think you were either thinking too highly of yourself or in a position to be looking down on them.
Yeah. May I comment?
Sure.
I remember my dad used to say, you're beautiful, but don't let it go to your head. So I got a lot of propaganda. I got a lot of propaganda around, you know, that other people are more important and to be humble. But I never, you know, got support with having healthy self-esteem.
So the shortest route to you having way more money than you have is get rid of all your friends and only hang out with billionaires, because then you could be at a much higher level than you are and still lower than them, and you'd feel okay about it.
Actually, I had that opportunity to hang around very wealthy people, but I let that all go. Somewhere along the line, I took a vow of poverty.
Yes. Well, no, this is exactly what it was, is what you did is in your head, you got a whole set of strategies in place. I want people to really catch this. It's never self-sabotage. It's just different parts of you with different strategies and different goals in terms of what they're taking care of. So I have a funny question. Pam, can you feel me connected with you yet? You ought to be able to.
Yes.
Not everybody would, but you ought to be able to because you sense people a lot.
I do.
So you feel where I'm in there working in your solar plexus?
Yes.
And almost making you dizzy to where you can listen to me, but it seems like, try as you will, your head's drifting off, even though I haven't said that much.
I'm getting a little spacey, and also a little, I was feeling a little vulnerable about saying the exact truth.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate your courage. So what we want to do is we want to just pop that segment free that said you needed to keep yourself lesser than others. And instead, let's just re-strategize it to have it be that you also recognize that anyone who is thriving and allowing their spirit to develop and their light to expand is an inspirational example that could allow others to notice that maybe they too could come back into feeling lighter in life rather than being so ticked off about it. So we'll allow you, rather than being lesser than others, we'll allow you to be a humble but unsubtle, inspiring force.
Thank you.
And let me get it finished to shift right there. Now, how solid do you feel at the moment?
Much, much more solid.
Isn't that weird?
Considering I'm living on 2 fault lines in a tsunami zone.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got Scott sitting in your third chakra and your sixth. So,
you know, it's funny. On Halloween, I wanted to be there at East West Books, and I just couldn't make it. And I was feeling like, I wish I went. And then it's kind of funny how you talked about it, and I finally got to connect with you. So this is really a
gift. Well, then here's a hug for you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
And even more than that, I have a present for you. By tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to have a guided exercise. No, wait. Yes, I am. I'm going to have a guided exercise that I just did in the follow-up workshop Wednesday. That'll be up on my website. It's a gift to everyone. It's free. All you'll have to do is go into the website and scroll down on the right-hand side till you see, what am I going to title that? We'll call it something easy, like one through the month November. But just scroll down on the right-hand side, and there'll be a pink box there, and that'll take you right into the audio of the guided exercise, the healing exercise we did in that workshop. So there's a present for you that's almost as good as having been there for Halloween.
Thank you, and I'll be there at your next event.
Fabulous. I love that. Thanks so much for calling in this morning. This was fun. All right, we're going to let that go. And I just want to take a second to let you know that I've been outside in the Bay Area already this morning. It was long sleeves and a windbreaker was about enough. It's a little chilly. It's going to be a layers day all day in the city. Out in the suburbs, it's going to get a little warmer. But no matter where you are, it's a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. You're listening to A Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett.
Gee.
Well, I like that part. I don't even know why. That's right, it is Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. The website is lifeinsights.net. It's not a .com, it's .net. But the easy-to-remember shortcut to that website is... he doesn't have his mic on. NotScott.com. As in Scout, no Scott. No Scott, no Scout. Not Scott. Okay. NotScott.com. So you're welcome to come in there. In fact, what the heck? I've actually got the computer up. I have... If you do it right away, if you throw me your first name and your question in an email, the first email I get that the subject says radio question, I'll even do an email reading on the air today. The email's got to tell me your real first name and your question, and that's to scout@lifeinsights.net. So scout@lifeinsights.net. So speaking of playing live on the air, we'll bring that up. Good morning, Mary. You're live on the air with Scout and with Life Insights. Maybe. Scout's live. Is Mary live? We lost Mary. Kwong, what'd you do with Mary? We're going to put that line back on hold. All right, so we'll see whether or not we have Linda on this line.
Hi. Is it Scout?
It is Scout. Is this Linda?
Okay.
Hi, Linda. You're live on the air with Scout.
Okay. I thought I was on hold. Okay.
Where are you? Where on earth are you?
I'm in San Jose.
I've heard of them.
I'm thinking of moving. Do you see me moving out of here within the next few months? Or
I always like to talk about predictions. We just set up the location. So within the next few days, we'll actually have the location. So I want to let people that already know about it, and if you don't know about it, maybe you wanted to. Every year I do a trance message at the end of the year where my highest guidance comes in and talks about what was this year and what is next year from a spiritual perspective. And we have a new location for that message this year. We'll have the location up, but the date of it is Sunday, December 13, I think it is. Is 13th Sunday? Yes, yeah, Sunday, December 13. It'll be in the afternoon of December 13th, and that's the Holy Days Message trance. Meanwhile, talking about predictions, because in that trance, they frequently do predictions about stuff that's going to go on in the year, and some of them have been just wild. And then when they happen, it's like, holy cow, that's what that was about. The year of the tsunami, they predicted that. They've done some other interesting stuff. But individual predictions become a much more interesting thing because there's this little subtle quality of life called free will. Different than the movie about the whale. And free will allows us to make adjustments, which to my mind is the most useful aspect of precognition or predictions. Not that it's going to lock me in, so at least I'll be braced for what's going to happen, but more like the same way that they put those laser sights on guns in the TV shows. The laser sight does not actually tell you where the bullet's going to hit. It tells you where the bullet would hit if you fired the gun while it's still aimed where it's aimed now. So that if you don't want that to be your target, you can change how you're aimed. Well, I find that giving people insights, I make projections as opposed to predictions, because it's really about where are you aimed now, and if where you're aimed now is not where you want to end up, then you can make adjustments, just like we did with Pam a minute ago, where I actually did the adjustments while we were on the air, because where it was that she had been aiming herself at a deep subconscious level was not turning out to be where it was that she wanted to end up. Meanwhile, Linda in San Jose, about relocating. Give me just a second to go get connected. Oh, yeah, you want to change everything at this point, Linda. Did you change your hair yet?
No. Well, I did actually. No, this summer I did. My hair is a lot lighter than it was.
Uh-huh. Well, no, it's really serious if you completely change shoe style.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go dial into that.
If this move will be temporary because I'm going to be recovering from an operation, but...
Yeah. That's why everything's changing, is your whole system's in uh-oh. Let me just go walk through your systems and see what's going on. This is November already, so November of 09, November, December, November, December, yeah. Yeah, you definitely, I'm glad you pointed out it's temporary, because it looks like there is a temporary location in that period of time, November, December, January, February. March is really the first place where I see, you'll be celebrating my birthday. March is really the first place where I see you actually having enough momentum built up to where you're really looking at where you want to be next, and that it's actually driven from what you're going to be doing next. So March is a place where there's significant openings of opportunities. So if you've been debating career-ish questions, get your resume really polished up in January. Get me or somebody to help you so that for the first time in your life, your resume will actually say what you did rather than understating it, because you've got that Pam issue of, well, let's see, I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, so let me discount by 20% just to make, well, actually 35 or 40% just to make sure nobody thinks I'm overstating it. Get your resume polished up, get some input from friends or people that will actually have you write what you really did rather than what your job descriptions were, and then go out and see what you can sell yourself for in March.
Okay.
But meanwhile, I don't know what the surgery is, but it looks like it comes out completely better than you expected it, or less traumatic than you expected it to. So okay. That's a nice piece. If you will, Linda, send me an email, mention that we spoke, give me the date, time, and topic of your surgery, and I'll be happy to gift you healing work while they work on you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That'd be my pleasure.
But you see me out of San Jose?
I see you mobilized by seeing a brand new opportunity in March. It looks like it's your option as to whether it's out of the South Bay area. Yeah, you're probably out of San Jose for some reason. But it's your option whether you're out of the South Bay area or whether you just relocated in the South Bay but out of San Jose.
But you see me with my daughter?
One question. We've done it. Thank you, dear.
That's where I
have to jump forward,
there.
Linda, so I'm going to jump on over. Nina, good morning. You're live on the air with Scott Bartlett.
Hi.
Welcome. What town are you in?
San Jose.
Cool. South Bay's winning.
This is my first time. I'm scared to death.
Oh, congratulations. Me too. I've never. Oh, wait. No, this isn't my first time. I'm just scared to death. Fabulous. So do you have a question for me, or do you just want me to turn, just want to turn me loose and see what I have to say?
Okay, go for it.
See, she's so scared she can't even voice that question she had in her mind. Let's go find Nina. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's why. It's one of those interesting scares because you're both scared that you won't hear what you wanted to hear, but you're also scared that you will hear what you wanted to hear, Nina. So let me answer the easiest of questions. Is there such stuff as psychic? Yes, there is. Do you have more than an average amount of it that's built into your system? Yes, you do. Have you been operating from that for most of your life? Yes, you have. Do you really sense stuff from people? Is that really true? Or is it just that everybody can kind of like guess what's going on in people by listening to what they have to say? No, you really sense stuff from people. Well, doesn't everybody do that? No, if they did, then you wouldn't be surprised when you do it. And if they did, they would sense it in you as much as you sense it in them, so you wouldn't be disappointed about that quite so often. Yeah, you're what's called clairsentient. Also gets referenced under empathic, which means that rather than getting clairvoyant, as in clear vision, or clairaudient, as in clear audio, you get clairsentient. You get sensory experience of what's going on in people. You literally feel what they're broadcasting, even if it's not just tension. It might even be, you know, you feel it and you know that the flavor of what you're feeling is worried about their mother or frustrated with their partner or. You tracking what I'm saying?
Yes.
I know that was really fast. You with me, though?
Oh, my goodness. You just, like, I can't believe this. Okay. Now, can I just ask one question?
Oh, I can't do that because I didn't let Linda stretch it either. It was either turn me loose or I have a question. But, yes, you can ask all the questions you want. All you have to do is send me an email and book an appointment. And then you can have a half an hour of me or an hour of me. Better still, though, make sure that you come on Thanksgiving Eve. That's Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving at East West Bookstore. In fact, if you invite a friend and reserve ahead of time, they'll let both of you in for free.
Thank you very, very much.
And you can find them you can find a link to them on my website, which is lifeinsights.net. What a pleasure. Thanks, Nina.
Okay,
send me an email so I can keep in touch with you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we'll jump over, and is this the first Mary back again?
This is the first Mary back again.
Welcome back. We missed
you. Oh, thank you. You read for me many years ago, back when I took a class with Vivian that I think was actually a class that you headed up, Vivian.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I'm a Santa Clara Scout, and I'd like to ask you, please, just to go for it.
Wow. South Bay 3. Bay or Coastal Area 1, San Francisco 0, and Marin nothing. Okay, cool. Mary, yeah, thanks. Isn't that interesting? I find it, because I'm sort of humble myself, so I have the same issue there. But I find it interesting to point out to people that when folks have a reading with me, it's not uncommon for people to come back and say, I had a reading with you this many months or this many weeks or this many years ago, and they still remember it.
Oh, I remember clearly, and it was a lot about career issues and my manager, and it was uncannily accurate, just to give you a small plug. So I couldn't even verbalize a question this morning. I know what's bothering me, but I thought I would be better off just handing it to you.
Perfect. That's what we'll do. I will let people know that we did free up a line with Nina, so we have a line open at 415-543-8255 if you had a reading on it with anybody on the air in the last 6 weeks. Today's not your turn. And you can tell I'm really tough about it, so I'm picking on people today. I won't even let them stretch their question. They don't get to turn it into a half-hour conversation. Meanwhile, back to Mary, already in progress. There you are. Wow. One interesting piece, Mary, is that you also have that empathic sensitivity to people, and so you tend to hear the noise from people much more than actually pick it up and sort it out, because the pick it up and sort it out part you've kind of put guards around. But you are feeling incredibly inundated with all of the stuff and everybody's trauma going on around you, ranging from local events to people around you to world events to global events. And so you've actually, I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Mary, you've made your energy field dense, as if that would sort of cushion you from the, call it distress and confusion that's going on across the planet and in the world. When you do that, it makes you feel as if you're not as quick in your thinking. And when you feel as if you're not as quick in your thinking, you adopted that to think that maybe age had caught up with you and you weren't as quick at all anymore as you used to be. You with me?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, babe, that's not age. You don't get to write it off with that. There's two things I'd like to recommend you do. One, get yourself outdoors every day. Walk, run, jog, dance, skip, I don't care. Get outdoors and move for at least 5 minutes a day. And while you do that, you're not allowed to ponder anything. You are to focus on the colors around you. And everybody out there, even a quick 5 minute meditation, to go focus on the colors and let your brain clear for even a 5 minute vacation from the normal ning-a-ning-a-ning-a-ning-a-ning-a-ning-a-ning-a-ning-a that's going in the background, will actually give you a lift. In your case, Mary, it'll actually elevate your energy frequency to where you're not carrying yourself so dense. And then the second recommendation is mentally begin to practice imagining letting everything that everybody's broadcast pass right through you. Sorry for the shameless plug, but right after the first of the year, I'm going to be offering the healing class, which is the one you took from Vivian, actually. It's time for you to take that one again, and grads always get it half price.
So it's on your website, the information about that?
Not yet. It will be, but if you send me an email, I'll make sure you get an announcement about it.
Okay, I'll do that for sure. Thank you,
Great.
Tom.
Thanks, Mary. And
okay.
Do you know how to find my email?
I know you're Scout. Yeah, I'm sure I can Google it. I mean, I wasn't writing
easy.
Things
it's,
down.
It's if you go to my website, and the shortcut to the website is notscott.com, or actually scoutbartlett.com will get you there, too.
Scoutbartlett.com. Okay.
Yeah, or notscott.com, and then there's a contact us, and you can send me an email that direction.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Speaking of which, I promised I would do an email reading, the first one that got in, and the first one that got in came from Chris, who didn't follow the rules. They didn't tell me what town they're in. So, Chris, you'll have to know that that's you. What things are causing my high blood pressure? Oh, that's a Dr. Len question. How fun. I have to do this part before I can do that part. This part is, ready? I am not a physician. I'm not licensed to diagnose nor prescribe. If you have any questions about what I tell you, please be sure and check it with a licensed health or medical practitioner. So, let me go in and look at Chris. Actually, in terms of contributing to high blood pressure, I mean, one of it is the normal stuff in that you've got a certain amount of buildup of plaque in your arteries that's actually congenital. It comes with your genetics. It shows up in your parents. But more than that, Chris, you have been running full tilt on your adrenals, which is to say that you're actually running your body on speed. So were that my body, I would go get a book called The Body Type Diet. You may have to find it in a used bookstore. The author's name is Abravanel, Dr. Abravanel, A-B-R-A-V-A-N-E-L, Dr. Abravanel, The Body Type Diet. Now, it's kind of like Caucasian flesh-colored, pinkish-colored, tan-colored cover. He's got a blue book that's way too complicated. Go find the tan-covered one, the body type diet. My suspicion is that you're going to discover you're either a T or an A type in that system. Whichever one it is, follow the eating pattern, but mostly what you want to do is get off your adrenals. So you want to cut down sugar to next to nothing. You absolutely want to cut down, obviously you know you want to cut down salt. You've got high blood pressure. But what you want to do is cut down caffeine, get out of caffeine as much as you can, add I'm checking raspberry leaf, not raspberry flavored black tea, raspberry leaf tea from the health food store. Just sip on it all day. Put it in your water bottle. Just throw the tea bag in there and let it sort of brew without the sun. Sip on that all day long. Cut down sugar. Cut down caffeine to zero if you possibly, as you can. I mean, wean off it, otherwise you'll get headaches. Raspberry leaf tea. And make sure that you take in protein. Now, it doesn't have to be a, you know, 26-ounce steak, but like as much as a half of a hard-boiled egg or a half of a boneless chicken breast, protein four times a day, and not just four times in a row, but spaced out across your day, protein four times a day. And then the final piece is, Chris, quit trying to fix everybody where you work. Just put your head down, do the things that are in your job description. Don't fix the company. Don't fix the people. Just do the job. Nothing more. Just your job as it is in your job description. No more than that. Cool. If you want to email me feedback, that'd be fun. So we jump onto line one, and we have with us Jennifer. You're live on the air with Scout Bartlett and Life Insights Live. Where on earth are you?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This
Where
is
are
the
you?
First time.
Yay! Are you as nervous as Nina?
Yeah, probably am.
Perfect. What? Where are you?
I'm driving through Hayward on my way to work.
East Bay. Score
yes.
good. Happy Hayward
yes.
to you.
Oh, thanks, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's Hayward. Let's see. Hayward has Jamba Juices. Hayward also has, Hayward has a Fresh Choice restaurant. That's always nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's so about it for Hayward.
So I'm very, very concerned about personal finances and the ability to perhaps send my husband back to college.
Ah, cool. I assume you mean locally and not just send him away to school somewhere just to get him out of the house.
No, no, locally, of course.
Yeah, let me go dial in. Oh, that's really cute. He's more nervous about going back to college than you are nervous about calling me. And that's a lot. So one of the issues on it is he's really not sure he can make that work and that he could make it through. And he's... Ah, that's so cute. He really likes for you to be proud of him, but he wants to feel like he earned it. So when you're just generally proud of him, that almost kind of like rubs him the wrong way. And you do a lot of that. So there's that's a funny little issue of you're too nice and it rubs him the wrong way because then he thinks it's not sincere. And if it's not sincere, then that's a thing that he's got a button on. But he really wants you proud of him. He's not sure he could pull off the college thing and really look like a college person and have it actually turn out that way. Man, if the time factor didn't feel so accelerated, it would make a ton of sense to have him pick one class and go take one class, evenings, whatever, and demonstrate to himself that it's way easier now than it was when he was a kid, because when he was a kid, he didn't know what he was supposed to learn. Now it would be easy for him to spot what he was supposed to learn and just learn that. Don't know if you know this about him, but he deals a lot with his inner perfectionism.
And really?
So, and, well, he gauges himself against that. So that's what throws him immobile very frequently is, like, even if he were taking a class, even if he could see what he needed to learn to get an A, in his own mind, he would feel like he needed to know all of it or he hadn't actually succeeded at the class. He always sets his bar at a maximum position and then gauges himself against that. And so frequently that immobilizes him because clearly you can't learn it all. And if you can't learn it all, then you can't do it because you can't, you wouldn't be successful at it. You with me?
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
So point out to him that he's after enough education to get by and a piece of paper. And that what he needs to specialize in, he'll find that out coming out the other end when he applies that piece of paper. He doesn't have to learn it all in school. He just has to learn how to learn it and enough to get the grade and the piece of paper.
Oh.
And that'll take a lot of pressure off of him.
Oh.
Is that making any sense to you at all? No.
Then I guess I'm still stuck back to the... How do we afford to even send him to school?
Yeah. See, there were two parts to the question. I chose the second part because that was the more important part, because it didn't matter. If he wasn't going to go to school, then the first question didn't matter.
Okay.
One key would be that a format would be the starting with one class and then him just generating whatever income he can generate as temporary income while he does it. My sense is you guys are going to pull off the income thing, even though it looks squeaky and tight. You're going to see another opportunity, and it's going to open a door for you.
So, oh.
Okay, so I have to jump to the next call. Good morning, Ruth. You're live on the air with Scout and Life Insights Live, and you've got your radio on.
I'm turning it off.
Thank you so much. I can't tell you how I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I feel very privileged to talk to you.
Aw, shucks.
My question is, I've been off since February, and I've been doing a lot of soul searching at this time to try to figure out what my path is to actually, you know, become somebody that really enjoys her job and really has passion in, you know, putting effort in what I want to do as far as my career. So,
cool. What town are you in?
What town?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in Emeryville on my way to Berkeley.
So you're just ahead of Jennifer.
Yes, I am.
She's right behind you down in Hayward. We've got a fleet of listeners heading up the East Bay.
Yes.
I love that. Cool. Let me go find it. Oh, man. I hate it when I give... You know, I want to give the Pollyanna answers all the time. It looks like way more fun. Ruth, the issue is not whether or not the job bestirs your passions. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Oh, I just almost said something really naughty. I barely caught that in time. So everybody can make up what naughty thing I was going to say about jobs that may have bestirred her passions. And just we'll move right along without me actually saying it out loud. So it's really about... Okay, all of us have a core flow of life force energy. In an ideal format, it would flow from the center of the earth into our body, right in front of our tailbone at our first chakra, and it would connect. It would connect from the first chakra to the second chakra in our low belly, to the third chakra in our solar plexus, to the fourth chakra at heart level, to the fifth chakra at throat level, to the sixth chakra in the middle of your head, seventh chakra at the top of your head, and stretch right on up and out of that and all the way up and into source, for lack of a better word. Now, nobody has that beam straight except maybe the Dalai Lama. He was too bright, I couldn't see. But all the rest of us, between traumas, dramas, and karma, that gets bent into shapes that reflect that flow.
Mm-hmm.
You've done a really interesting thing in that you've got a real strong sense of God, you've got a real strong sense of spirit, and you got sort of ticked off at the God teachers out there that don't have a strong sense of God but study it out of a book and then think that they can teach it out of a book and they run a whole religion based on that.
Wow.
You with me?
Yes, I'm very with you.
And so you actually unhooked yourself from your seventh chakra, which is at the crown of your head.
Uh-huh.
So you stretched out your sixth chakra in the middle of your head to try and look even further with a somewhat cynical perspective at how everybody's screwing the world up. So you've got your intuitive part really stretched out to observe how they're screwing it up so that you can see that they're right. That limited the connection to your seventh chakra, which coincidentally is where our sense of purpose lives. And so
right.
When you unhooked from your sense of purpose, you lost your sense of purpose, and then you looked at your job and said, well, God, I feel pretty purposeless about this, which also makes you a really bad interview. Were that I, what I might do is part of my job search, two things. One, I would think of everything that I ever did in a job that wasn't in my job description that I resented the fact that they didn't appreciate me for.
Uh-huh.
And I would put that list in my resume of what I really did rather than just the job descriptions, babe.
Okay.
Write that resume, part one. Part two, if you landed a job where your job description was what it is you always did when you went into a company, because you always go in, you look at what's not working, you put everything together, you redo all the systems so that the systems will work, and then you fight uphill because you didn't have the authority to do that. So if you actually went into a job where you had the authority to redo the systems and make the place flow and make it work, it would be way more entertaining. And
exactly.
That sense of passion still has to come from you into the job, not the other way around. Sorry, everybody, including all of the people on Oprah that teach it the other way. That ain't how it works. If it was how it works, those people would be doing boring jobs and be passionate about them, too. You'll notice the only people that talk about it are the people that came up with these really cherry gigs. But they came up with the cherry gig after they were fully alive. They had to come fully alive while they were doing the gig before the cherry gig. And thus we have Dr. Laura, who now makes $8 million a year and talks about everybody should stay home and raise their kids, even though she couldn't do that when she was raising kids. Just Scout's view of the world for a moment. So, Ruth, throw me an email so that we can stay in touch, because I want to make sure you know about the stuff I've got coming up. And I got to jump on over. Let's see, I got to do that. I got to let everybody know I've been outside in the Bay Area already. It's a little bit chilly. We need long sleeves and a windbreaker. That'll do it. It's going to be a layers day in the city all day. It's going to be slightly warmer out in the suburbs. It's not going to be all that hot anywhere, but no matter where you are in the world, it's a perfect day to have a great day on purpose. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. Yeah. Yeah, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. Wow! Oh, I like that part. I don't even know why. That's right, you are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Like Pathfinder, Bartlett Like Pears. I invite you to send me an email. I do private sessions. I also do a whole string of workshops to make everything that I teach very accessible. So I keep my one of the month workshops down at like $15. So, you know, they're basically a little less than a movie and popcorn. And in fact, if you don't feel like you get more profound spiritual information from one of my workshops than you would have gotten from a movie with popcorn, I'll refund you the difference. That makes sense, right? However much percentage you think the movie would have been more profoundly enlightening than the workshop. Kwong says, yeah, skip the workshop. I just want the popcorn. That would be funny. Yeah, they would just throw it at me. I'd do popcorn at the workshop, but every time I said something funky, they'd throw popcorn at me like when I used to do the melodramas. Cool. I do want to make sure you know that Thanksgiving Eve, I'm going to be at East West Bookstore. We're making it a tradition. I scored it. I've convinced them to let me have it as a tradition. We've actually booked it for next year already. Thanksgiving Eve, but this year, Thanksgiving Eve, which of course would be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we're doing a workshop called Surviving a Sensitive Life, Even with Your Family. And if you invite two guests and pre-register, we'll let all three of you in, three for the price of none. So if you invite two guests and you pre-register, we'll let all three of you in to the workshop for free. It's a gift to the community. Is that a score or what? And then Lag Sunday, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving when everything's kind of like lagging a little bit. Lag Sunday, we're doing a workshop. That's the first event I'm doing in what I'm going to be calling the series of Wish I'd Known That Then. So we're specifically inviting, well, it's going to be a fabulous workshop, you know, as long as you're still breathing, it's going to be a fabulous workshop. So anywhere between like 15 and 97 or 112, between 15 and 112. If you're over 112, you need permission to come. But particularly, we've even discounted it. The workshop itself is discounted to like half of what I would normally charge for a full workshop like this. And then for young adults between 15 and 20, I think it is, it says on the website, we're knocking it to half of that, right? So major score, pre-register, you get even more of a discount, and that's Lag Sunday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving at East West, and we'll be doing a whole workshop on being able to stay in your own center and find your own energy, even in the midst of all the turmoil around you. And like I said, the reason that we're really specifying that we want to bring in that younger set is this is really the beginning of a series I'm going to be doing over the course of the next year on Wish I'd Known That Then. And in fact, I've got a domain name that's something similar to that. We'll get it announced once it's up. That'll have those types of things. But please do go into my website. There's an archive that will continue to expand of various radio interviews I've done, but also on the homepage, there will be a pink box on the homepage that will take you directly into a guided healing exercise that I just did this last Wednesday at a workshop where we were talking about energy and alignment. So in the midst of all that, the most important part of the program, of course, is Sheila, because she's live on the air with Scout and with Life Insights Live. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
You should be in Australia, shouldn't you?
I should be.
Just to be a Sheila rather than the Sheila.
That's right.
Cool. So where are you?
More fun. I'm in my car in Daly City.
Daly City. Oh, we finally got somebody on the peninsula again.
Yeah.
Wow, that's San Francisco 0, Marin County 0. What a great day. So, cool. Question or you just want to turn me loose?
Now I have a question. I had a gallbladder removed in first week of May, which is still sore. And my right hand, I feel like I have arthritis. It's hard for me to close, and it's affecting my index finger mostly.
I'm not a physician. I'm not licensed to diagnose nor prescribe. If you have any questions about what I tell you, please be sure and check it with a licensed health or medical practitioner, which I'm sure you're doing already.
Yeah.
Wow. Too bad they use stitches instead of glue. And your surgeon had big hands. That's surprising that they didn't just suck that gallbladder out. That's what they usually do, and they only make a little bitty puncture to do that.
Well, it was kind of like a blessing in disguise because they found a tumor in my small intestine, so they had to cut out my small intestine.
That's why it looks like big hands. They had to make a bigger incision because they found more goodies.
Yeah.
I get it. And now you've got a shorter small intestine.
Yes.
Well, that's just, you know, if we were back in the Middle Ages and you were going to get disemboweled for being a witch again, it would have disappointed them by an extra 6 inches. Daggone. Cool. Okay. Your right hand actually comes from your right elbow. Your right elbow is slightly sprained. You need to find a chiropractor that'll work on an elbow. I know two. I know Richard that has a program at this time on next week, I think. But also I know one in Walnut Creek. If you go in and look for Activator, memorize this, activator.com, and look for an advanced practitioner in your area and then call them and find out if they'll work on your elbow. It's your elbow that's messing up your hand, oddly enough, because you get the elbow out of place, then it stretches the tendons. Once the tendons stretch, then the joints get pulled out of place. The mechanism doesn't work. Meanwhile, where they took out the part of your intestine, were it I would take a week, 7 full days, and I would do, if it was me, I'm really hardcore about this thing, I would do a thing called a master's cleanse, which you can look it up online, master's cleanse. It's maple syrup, lemon juice, and cayenne pepper mixed with water to make a lemonade, and that's all you take in for that number of 7 days. If you're not quite that hardcore, just do 7 days of like soups and broths and things that aren't solids to give your gut a break, because there's an interesting place where your small intestine has a kink in it while it's trying to figure out what the heck to do now that it's missing 6 inches.
Oh, okay.
So just give your body a really, really light week to where it doesn't have to digest anything heavy. And I've actually got to dash away here because I'm at the place where I'm supposed to end my program.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Send me an email, Sheila, so that we can stay in touch, if you would, please. And are they here? Are they gone? Are they late? The Super Saputos will be here right after this, but I want to let you know that you've been listening to Scout Bartlett and Life Insights Live. You can send me an email, scout@lifeinsights.net, or just go directly into my website. The shortcut into my website is notscott.com. Every one of you, I want you to treat yourself as a loved one, because you truly are. I love you. Truthfully, and it's a perfect day for you to go out and have a great day on purpose. Whether I'm at